WTOP News Time 5:23.
Republicans may not be doing much applauding during tonight's State of the Union address, where President Obama will appeal for new spending to create jobs while also pledging to cut the federal deficit, in part by raising taxes. The president will also announce a major reduction in U.S. military forces in Afghanistan.
Joining us with more on what to look for tonight, Carrie Budoff-Brown, White House reporter for Politico. Good to have you back, Carrie.
Thank you.
So what kind of tone does it seem the president will be setting tonight? Will he reach out with an olive branch to Republicans, or will he be combative?
From what we understand, he's going to be both. He's going to offer to work with Republicans, and he's putting forward proposals that the White House says Republicans have supported in the past that have broad support in the country. But he's also going to, from what we understand, make a pretty forceful case for why the sequester shouldn't go into effect. And just beyond that, immigration reform, gun control, climate change. I mean, it will be perceived as him being combative to a certain extent because what they say is going to make a pretty forceful case.
So pretty sweeping, but he will also focus on jobs, which is a big deal to many Americans.
Yes, the White House has made a big deal trying to emphasize the fact that this is about the middle class, and the bulk of the speech will be about housing and raising the, increasing opportunities for the middle class, helping them get ahead. And this is in many ways a sort of a response to the reaction of the inaugural address, when, a lot of the reporting on it was that he was focused more on sort of hot button social issues, gay rights, immigration, climate change, and which he will focus on in this speech. But the White House has been very sensitive to the fact that they're trying to get across that they're focused on the economy, focused on jobs, and that is, a response to, some bad economic numbers he also got in the last week or so.
Final 30 seconds. We have two Republican responses tonight, one from Senator Marco Rubio, the other Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. What's the dynamic here?
Well, Marco Rubio, I think, is somebody a lot of people are going to be watching simply because he's viewed as a front runner for the 2016 presidential ticket. And these reaction speeches, the responses, have been a proving ground for potential candidates, and some have not done that well. And a lot of people are looking at Marco Rubio to see if he's really as good as sort of the hype is around him. A lot of people think he's a very sharp speaker, charismatic figure. Will he come across that way? So there'll be a lot of attention paid to that.